Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Brandy. How can I help you?
How you doing?
I'm good.
I wanted to see if there was any updates on my GTR subscription.
Okay, I have
I
your
haven't got
calendar.
anything since, I think it's been December. This one's definitely waiting. Let me see. GTR is 272-182-50. You'd think I'd have that number memorized. I only have 14 different models going with you guys.
And the first and last name?
Todd McWilliams.
And you said it was a Nissan?
The GTR is a 006.
Okay.
The Nissan GTR. Yeah, I don't think I've got anything since December. It's coming up on 6 months. It's happened before. You know, I've had other builds go that long, but...
Let's see. Apologize if I had to clear my throat or it goes out. I've got a little bit of a sinus issue going here.
Well, as long as it's not COVID, you're okay.
Oh, no.
You'll be okay.
No, been there, done that. Not doing that again.
Yeah, don't do that. It's terrible.
Oh. All right. It is saying that. Well, it was saying. All right. They're having a lot of problems with issue 83. And
with
that's why you haven't...
Before it was...
Yeah.
I could be. I mean, last time I called, which was who knows when, it was pack 86 that was out of stock, so... Let's see what's in pack 83. GTR. What's exciting in 83?
No.
The left door.
Me.
Well, that's not exciting. The left door and handle. Well, it is what it is. So that's out of stock still, huh? And they have no ETA, I assume?
No. I have not heard anything, Layla. We should get... Let's see, this is... Yeah, this is the last week of the month. We should be getting an ETA list here soon. Can't even
okay.
Tell you what's soon. There we go.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. You can obviously see that I have a ton of models. Like,
oh, yeah.
I think I'm up to 14 now. I think it's 14.
Awesome.
The last two, the you'll see that the Eleanor and the Enterprise are duplicated. I actually have two of them. But 13 and 14 are comped because I'm doing the official build guides for Eagle Moss. Because I run a bunch of build sites for each of these models. And
oh, I've talked to you before. That's all right.
You have I. We have definitely talked before.
I thought I recognized that name.
Yeah. Like, you know, my BTTF DeLorean and my JamesBondDB5.com and all the different build sites.
Yeah, because you gave me... One of your things, the 9. I wrote it down to look it up.
Mm-hmm. The main site's mypartworks.com. That links all the other ones.
Yeah, that was what it was.
All right, well, what else do I have? I'm trying to see where the charges came in. The charges that came in. That one came in, Eleanor. I'm going to put that back. The Enterprise that charged me to. The GTR hasn't come in. Starships I canceled. All right, well, I thought I'd check and see what we got. So.
Yeah, that looks like where we're at right now. Yeah, I think they said something with the door. Something about, I don't know, I remember them saying, so I'm trying to find it.
Well, it's weird because this car, the door opens with magnets, and I could see that totally being a thing. Because the real GTR doesn't have door handles.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm guessing that this is some kind of deal where you have to open it with a little magnet and the door closes and you probably can't open it again. And who knows? I don't know.
Yeah, it's something with the door issue. I think they were trying to either redesign it or fix it.
And you know what's funny? That because the director of marketing in the United States emailed, she emailed me, and then we talked on the phone for a while, Laura Bustamante or whatever her name is. And she actually asked for me to do a build guide for the GTR. And I told her, I said, well, I haven't got anything past 82 for months, so I'm not going to be able to do the whole guide anyway. And she's like, I don't do logistics. I can't. Yeah. You would think somebody that works for, you know, Eagle Moss in New York City, she's like, I don't have anything to do with logistics. Sorry. She goes, I'm a marketing person. I go, well, that's too bad.
Yeah,
no, she's the one that set up the 13 and 14, the Eleanor and Enterprise. Okay, well, I mean, you know, gotta wait. Nothing I can do. Nothing you can do.
All right. Well, I do apologize for that, but maybe hopefully they'll be getting something, you know, going soon.
Let me ask you this. I think I got charged for three things on, I don't know, about 5 days ago. You think those are actually going to ship?
If you already got the charge, you should.
Well, I've seen the charges fall off before. Like, they say it's going to ship, and then it doesn't ship.
Right, so
one would be the 300SL. So the Gullwing.
I see the... This one.
And if that's what it's supposed to be, the last thing I got from them was 79 to 82. So it would be 83 through 86 if it was going to actually ship.
Okay, I see charges for the Enterprise build.
Because I got charged the Eleanor, the Enterprise, and the 300SL. But I have learned that doesn't always mean it's going to actually ship. Those are the pre-authorizations. They will charge it when they ship it, but they pre-auth it, you know, separately.
Yeah.
Doesn't always mean it's going to ship.
Well, come on.
Because it was 5 days ago. A lot of times it'll go out that Friday, and I didn't get any shipping notifications. So I suppose it could go out Tuesday, but...
Okay, so...
They need to put some nitrous oxide in your computer system. That thing is awfully slow.
I know. Okay, so the Enterprise build is at the warehouse. The waiting to be fulfilled. The other... Mercedes going is... Where are you? I just want to punch it. All right, so that one is, looks like it probably is the same way. It's at the warehouse processing. Oh, I bet you I'm gonna do that. Yep, that one's sitting at the warehouse waiting processing. That's a Mercedes. And da-da-da-da. Star Trek Mercedes. Did you say it was a Mustang?
Yeah, Mustang.
That one might have already shipped. Hold on.
And those shipping people, I mean, normally I get to the Postal Service, and then randomly I'll get one through FedEx. It's so weird.
I don't know what's happening on that one.
I do. That is, you know, and I'm happy that they give me, you know, a Postal Service, like the shipping, you know, the shipping emails that come, at least now they have tracking numbers in them, like real ones, not those stupid Eagle Moss ones. They give you real U.S. Postal Service tracking numbers. But then they'll send me a FedEx tracking number with a UPS link. That doesn't work. The IT department needs to sort that one out. And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, that doesn't look like a UPS tracking number. And I go look, and nope, it's FedEx. I'm like, awesome. But hey, the FedEx shows up quicker. So I wish they'd do them all FedEx.
Yeah. I'm hoping one day they'll see that. And yeah, all these are pending at the warehouse.
All right. Well, maybe they'll go out on Tuesday, which means Monday night I'll get an email. So
get an email. Yeah.
We'll see. All right.
Okay.
You were awesome, as always.
All right. Well, dude, thank you for calling me your boss. You have a great night.
You too. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.